Welcome to Sunday Talks from Center for Spiritual Living, Minneapolis. Each week, we share practical New Thought wisdom to support spiritual growth, healing, and inspired living. Our theme this month is Higher, Deeper Love. This theme invites us to experience love as more than a feeling and to recognize it as a living presence of spirit moving within us, through us, among us, and into the world. This week's talk is titled, I Was Made for Loving You, with Reverend W. O'Donnell. Love becomes real through the way we show up in daily life. This talk explores how higher, deeper love moves through listening, patience, forgiveness, kindness, boundaries, and the simple choices that make our relationships more honest and whole. And now here is Reverend Debbie O'Donnell.
Don't you just love that word, lovely? Okay. So here's what I think is an incredibly interesting irony about having a spiritually led life. We all want to become more loving, right? We want to become more present and aware and, I don't know, even enlightened, I guess. You could go that far. But then people keep showing up, don't they? That's the problem. That's the irony. We pray and we acknowledge and we, you know, command the law for patience. And then customer service puts us on hold, right? Or, you know, we just recognize how compassionate we are until someone cuts us off in traffic. And this one is really important to me because, you know, I just pray for understanding. I recognize the fact that I'm such an understanding individual. And then I get on a family Zoom call. Telling you, God has a sense of humor. Because it turns out that love really isn't tested when we're in meditation or we're in our spiritual practice or we're in the comforts of our own home doing our own thing, right? Love is really tested when we suit up and we show up and we go out into the world to breathe consciously and remember that love truly is our decision. Because that's where we're spiritually practicing love, is when we're out and about. So our theme this month is a higher, deeper love, and no, this is not February, but this could be the beginning of the summer of love. Anybody here remember the summer of love with all the tie-dye and everything else? I mean, come on, it was fun. Anthony was born in the summer of love, and he'll come up later and show us his jacket, which reflects all of that love. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're not talking about love because suddenly the world is an easier place to live in. But we're talking about love this month because what the world needs now is a little bit more of that love, I believe. And it is from that love that springs happiness. It's from that love that can spring joy. That joy from within all starts from that place, I believe, of love. So last week, Reverend Joanne talked about love in the fact that we don't have to earn it. We just are it, right? It's our natural state is love. And so today, I want to move out because love isn't just something that we experience. It's not something we feel only, but it's something that we can express. We get to express love. Even when we're in traffic or on family Zoom calls or social media, even in the middle of the most difficult conversation, we get to choose to be love. So let's start off with this title of this talk. I Was Made for Loving You, circa KISS 1979. Now, it's not romantic, but I was made for loving you. I was made to let the divine love flow through me. I was made to become a place where God can take form and love everyone. I was made to shine and share myself as love. And that's true for every single person. Every single person on the planet. There's a wonderful teacher, Bell Hooks, and she wrote, love is as love does. That idea, as love does, the verb of it all. Because it's not a feeling only. It's not an experience only. It's an expression. It's an action. It's an intention. It's a way that we get to participate proactively in this thing called life. Proactively. And just like everything else, it starts from that place of consciousness, of consciously acknowledging that we are born from love. We live in love. Spirit is love in action through, with, and as each of us. So today I want to talk about three ideas. Three facts, actually, that the love we cultivate within shapes the love we express out there in the world. Love, it's not always sweet. We all know that. Love takes courage, and it takes wisdom. And most importantly, love has shoes on. That's the most important part, I think. So, the question isn't whether we believe in love. We all believe in love. The question is, to what degree are we willing to suit up and show up as love? So some questions. How does love sound in my voice? How does love show up in my choices, in my decisions? How does love respond when I'm uncomfortable with where I'm at? And how does love behave when I might not be right? When I could be on the wrong side of it? So over the years, I've noticed that love, the way I treat myself, shows up in the way I treat others. I think that's true for all of us. When I'm hurried and feeling overwhelmed, I'm rushing through things, and I'm treating everything as a transaction. When I'm harsh on myself, I'm critical of myself. Oh, how I can be so harsh and critical of everybody that I know and don't know, by the way. And when I'm living in that place of fear, I can pass that fear along to someone else like that. But when I take a moment, I take that breath, and I remember the truth of who I am, of who and whose I am, that I am rooted in spirit, that it is God that is breathing me. When I remember that, then I get to show up from that place of gentleness. I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to defend myself. I can just stand in my power. And we've all experienced times when we've just stood in our power with all the crazy out there, and we just breathe it in, and we just be. And that is so, so sweet. You know, they talk about, there's a discussion, there's actually a story about it, but it's basically about a coffee cup, right? Coffee cup, and it's full of coffee, and somebody bumps the table, and the coffee spills everywhere. Well, it's not the coffee's fault. It's the bump. But then, is it really the bump? Because if I'm having one of those standing in my power, great day to day, I'm like, look at that coffee. It's all good. But if I'm having one of those days where I haven't done my spiritual work, that I'm not grounded and centered, that I'm letting everything out there impact in here, I can get pretty upset with that spilled cup of coffee. In fact, I could even blame myself for it, even though I didn't do the bump. But the truth is that life is always bumping us. Think about it. Someone says something harmful, hurtful, something that we take offense by. Someone pushes an old button that we thought long ago we had gotten rid of. Technology falls right into that spot, right? In fact, this week I talked about this idea that they went and changed the look of my Outlook mail messaging. I mean, come on. Who does that to a person? It's been the same for years, and now I have to look different places to attach a file. It is, yeah. It's a bump. But those bumps are an invitation to become more aware. More aware of how we need to nurture ourselves. Because nurturing needs to start inward. That's what spiritual maturity is all about. Recognizing that I need to do what I need to do for me. I need self-care. I need self-love. Before I can go out and be who I want to be, who I desire to be, who I yearn to be. Bell Hook. Self-love is the foundation of our loving practice. We cannot consistently give away what we are not willing to receive. I can't give you love if I'm not willing to receive my own love and honor it and worship it and celebrate it. It always starts within. And at any point in time that I think there's not enough love, that's my moment to take a spiritual break, to pause, to go hide out in the restroom if that's my only option, but just to go someplace and get my spiritual mojo back. Because it never really leaves. It just sort of, I stop listening to it, right? I get caught up in the whatever. There is always enough love to meet every single challenge. Not always enough time, but there's always enough love to meet every single challenge. And once we activate love within ourselves, for ourselves, as we are become willing to stand in our power as that loving presence, it activates so much good in the world. Which takes us to this idea that love requires some courage and some wisdom, right? Sometimes love says, I was wrong. Sometimes love has to say, I'm hurt. Or, I need some space. Sometimes love has to say, your behavior is not okay with me. Sometimes love just needs to take a break. It's not a weakness or a neediness, but it's wisdom and courage to speak that love that we're feeling. You know, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, is one of my heroes, I must admit, I know that sounds silly, but it's true. And once he finished his beloved television show, people started asking him, when they would meet him, they would be like, how did you always stay so gentle and so kind and so open? And he said, I quote, I worked at it. I worked at it. He said he prayed, he swam, he reflected, and he intentionally set kindness as a daily objective of his. I find that so refreshing. This kind, gentle man who opened up all these doors for all these latchkey kids. This man who put black people in a wading pool with him. This man who talked about divorce and brushing your teeth. This man practiced every day to be kind and to be gentle, which is what love is. And it's so rewarding to know that we all, too, can practice that. And the more we practice it, the more natural it becomes, the sweeter it becomes, and the more impactful it becomes, not only on our life, but on everyone else's. Because then all of a sudden, I don't have to win at anything. If I'm just showing up as a loving presence, I don't have to argue and win the argument. I just have to state my truth and be open and respectful to your truth. I can disagree with you and still love you. I can have my boundaries and still respect you. I can do all of those things that are important for me to do for me. Because love isn't about controlling, it's about transforming. Richard Rohr, transformed people transform people. As we transform ourselves, we allow others to transform around us. When we become that healing presence in the world, imagine how much better our little piece of the world can be. And that little piece of the world, oh, it's so important. It requires us to be courageous and wise. Courageous and wise, not comfortable. When we show up as a loving presence, it's not always comfortable. Oh, but when we're standing in our power, we can stay there. Which takes me to that whole idea of love is lovely. The fact that love has shoes on. Love goes places. It suits up, it shows up, it answers the phone, it listens when someone speaks to them, it checks in on friends. Love apologizes. Love says, tell me more. Love can say, I was wrong. Love can say, I disagree with you, but I still love you, I still respect you. I'm still glad you're in my life. Love is something that we feel and then we go out and do. It's about the doing. Because God is love in action. Love shows up no matter where we are. Even if we're on our last nerve, if we take a breath, we can consciously allow that love to heal ourselves. Because let's be honest, sometimes God, with its sense of humor, gives us lots of people to practice on. But I also want to make sure that we recognize that love doesn't mean everything's okay. It doesn't. Because love doesn't mean to be silent when there's injustice going on. We have a voice. Love doesn't mean tolerating harmful behavior. It means taking action in a loving way. Love doesn't mean abandoning your values. It doesn't mean always agreeing or being a doormat. Love sometimes needs to say, help me understand. Love sometimes needs to say, for the sake of our relationship, our friendship, our whatever, we need to talk about something else. And sometimes, as I said earlier, love just needs to say, I need space right now. I just need some space. And all of that is important. Because remember, love is wisdom, and it's courage, and it's being authentic, not perfection. But authentic. I think a great example of this, and I'm going way back, because it really moves me when I think about it, was Princess Diana. Remember back in the beginning of the whole AIDS thing, people living with AIDS, and Princess Diana, she would go into hospital wards and sit with people, just sit with them, embrace them, treat them with dignity. And that was back in the days when nobody really even wanted to touch a person with AIDS, right? But there she was, no gloves, no fanfare, no speech, just compassion and love. And she did it before the media found out about it, before all the cameras were taking pictures. Yes, there are photos of that, but she didn't care about that. She started before the photos happened. And she was there from a place of compassion and love, not fanfare. She was there not thinking she could fix AIDS. She didn't think that at all. But she could make it a little better for some people. She could suit up and show up and be the example of what love does when we just respect our humanity and the humans around us. Mother Teresa said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." Small things with great love. We don't have to solve the world. We just have to make our piece of it sweeter. And how do we do that? Well, we show patience when we're put on hold, right? We send a note. We make a casserole. We check in on a grieving friend. We volunteer. We forgive. We smile at the cashier. We ask someone sincerely, "How are you doing?" And then we wait and listen for the answer. We speak kindly to ourselves even when we've made a mistake. That's what we do. That's how we have love in action in our life. And I believe that is what we're all hungry for. Who doesn't appreciate a smile, a sincere smile? So simple. So this week, I'm going to leave you actually with two assignments. The first one is this question. How actively am I showing up and as love in the world today? Today, this moment, not tomorrow, not I'll do better next week, not any of that, but right now, this day, this hour. Because if love is our decision, we get to decide the answer to that question as often as we ask it, right? And then, how lovely. Did you love that idea, how lovely? Let's try to use the word lovely this week. Because it's a lovely thing to do. I invite all of us just to bring more love into the places that we already live. And it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Just be open to more love in your next conversation, in your next decision, in your next difficult moment. Love yourself. Nothing sweeter than loving oneself. When I first got into this teaching, my very first affirmation was, "I am loved, loving, and lovable." And it took me a long time to get there, to believe those words. Oh, but once I did, everything changed. Because that's how consciousness changes, one loving moment at a time. That's how families heal. That's how communities deepen and expand. That's just how life works. We are not separate from love. We don't need to seek it. We are it in divine expression. And so, you and I, we were made for loving. So true. So, here's our affirmation. Say this with me. I shine and share as love. I shine and share as love. Doesn't that feel good? Ugh. All right, this week, let's shine together. So it is.